Item number 31 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to transfer approximately 1.7 acres of land that is a remnant of the former Underwood Creek Parkway and to utilize proceeds from the land transfer to finance project WP16705, Veterans Park Pavilion and Restroom, and Project WP192, Federal Emergency Management Agency, 2010 flood-related improvements. This item was also referred to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment on March 11, 2014. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 6-1.
Mr. Keegan.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is a land transaction that the Parks Department has entered into with Vanguard for a remnant piece of the former Underwood Creek Parkway that was left remnant because of the zoo interchange reconstruction project. In your packet, you have three different maps. The first map was the past. The second map you could consider the present. And then the third map with the red hatched area on it would be the future. The red hatched area is the property.
Those are in black and white, so we have no.
Oh, color. Okay.
At least the one I'm looking at.
Okay, sorry. But as you can see on the map that I'm holding up, this hatched area through here is the 1.7 acres of property that will be transferring over to Vanguard and Associates. What the plan was previously was the remnant piece of parkway was going to be removed, pulverized, rolled up into a 10-foot wide multi-use path. During our discussions with the DOT and everybody that has been impacted, Vanguard came to us and said they were interested in acquiring that piece of old parkway to be used as a private drive into their office complex. After consulting with the DOT, the city of Wauwatosa, the people in the surrounding areas and the traffic, all the traffic engineers, it was deemed that that would be favorable or fine to do. Vanguard is also now going to build the new bike path that we were going to have before. So in they're going to pay us $400,000. They are going to build the bike path that we would have had to pay for otherwise, and they are taking the responsibility for all the turf management on the park land that we will retain where the bike path will be. So, you know, it's a good deal for everybody. And then we're also using those proceeds to put $175,000 into the capital project for the Veterans Pavilion that we tore down a year and a half ago, and we have a little shortfall in the budget. This would provide the funds to do that. The second capital project would be the $225,000 that would be allocated to our FEMA projects from 2010. All of our designs have been submitted to FEMA in Madison and in Washington to be reviewed for mitigation. The $225,000 contribution from the county will release approximately $2 million of state and federal money to do about $2.2 million worth of FEMA projects from the 2010 floods. One of them, Supervisor Jurczyk's area at Grand Park, the big blowout on the bluff. As Supervisor Lipscomb would know, over in Esterbrook Park, there's a couple of those hanging out there. Supervisor Smith over in Portland. It has countywide impacts, and so we've got the designs approved by Madison and Washington. We're ready to bid them out, and it's time to go and get these projects done. So, you know, we're getting a double whammy from the dollars that we're getting out of it. So,
yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad we're getting a double whammy of dollars. Now, perhaps I've only been in this government for about 3 years, but this seems to have taken a while. It's kind of a long time. With all due respect to you're doing great work in this, Mr. Keegan, so is the department. But does it take that long to get these funds together to restore the damage that was 4 years ago? That's for my education.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, with FEMA, you can go back to the way it was before the incident immediately, but all that does is put the dirt back to where it was. What we wanted to do, the state of Wisconsin has allocated money by the federal government for mitigation to ensure that it doesn't happen again. And so what we wanted our designers to do is take a look at how can we get to a mitigated project. We get where we get additional dollars from the federal government and the state government to come in and expand our scope of our project. Out of all the projects that we put in for mitigation, and the vast majority of them were all of our big projects, only one of them that did not get approved. But the mitigation process takes time. We submitted our designs in February of 2011, and we just got our approvals back pretty much in February of this year. And you can't go forward and do the project until you have all the approvals. So
what happens to the parkway if we don't do this?
What happens to that?
Is that still connected?
No.
No?
No.
Did they build a wall?
If you're taking a look at the hatched mark, as you can see the bottom driveway right there, there will be a curve that goes, the driveway will turn off to the left in there. The parkway will have a curb, or the driveway will have a curb. Then there will be grass. Then there will be the exit from the roundabout that goes into the other entrance of the parking lot. There's two entrances into that parking lot. And so there will be multiple separations to keep cars from going where they're not supposed to go.
So what about people on foot or on bike?
As you can see on the top of this map, the bike trail comes up next to the new parkway and comes south alongside of the road, comes up into the roundabout, crosses the roundabout, and then we'll hit the new segment of trail that will be built before Memorial Day that takes you all the way down to Watertown Plank Road, of which you can then go left, right, over the Research Park, wherever.
So what's there now? I mean, I'm sort of familiar with this area, but can someone access this on foot now?
Access the...
The old parkway that's visible in map one. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, that segment of road is still there.
Okay.
What it was going to...
It will not be there anymore?
It will still be there.
But it'll be private property?
Until it comes up to there. It'll be a private drive. But then the trail will be right next to it. 10-foot wide multi-use trail.
Going out to Watertown Plank?
Yes, all the way up to Watertown Plank Road. So people that are running, biking, and that are working over in the Research Park, living over back behind on, west of Mayfair Road and want to take the bike trail to work, can get to there. If they're coming up the Underwood Creek Parkway from, say, Hanson Golf Course, they'll be able to get down to Watertown Plank Road, head east or west. It works. It's very functional. I think it'll be a very nice complementary piece of trail to our park system.
Just as an aside, do you know how much acreage was sold to Wisconsin Lutheran College, how much green space the county lost when that whole complex was built?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I do not know that. I could find it out for you. It was done when I got here.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor Bowen and Supervisor Lipson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question about the bike trail and trying to understand the original plan, what the bike trail was supposed to cover, and were those funds, or was that supposed to be taken care of funds from the zoo interchange project?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the new bike trail, as was previously proposed, would be located where the remnant piece of road is. That asphalt would have been ground up, pushed into the middle, into a 10-foot wide multi-use, and then had new asphalt laid over the top of it. By leaving this asphalt, which is in relatively good shape because MMSD replaced it probably 5 years ago in another project I worked with them on, there's a good road already there, and now we're getting the bike trail just east of the road. So, like I said, we're getting the bike trail that we wanted. We're selling a piece of asphalt that is in good shape, which will be ground up, to somebody who can use it to their benefit. So, like I said, I think it's a win-win all the way around.
And place. So you're saying the place of the bike trail is where the old Underwood Creek Parkway would be?
That was in our original plan. The road, the bike trail would have been where the road is and comes down to Watertown Plank Road. It'll just be east of that.
Okay.
Just be between the road and the old fleet storage yard that you can see there on the first map.
Gotcha.
And then you ask about who would have been paying to do...
Right, and those costs...
Was
it ever requested for those costs to be taken from the zoo interchange project or be covered under the zoo interchange project?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the DOT most likely would have built that trail for us, but the trail is relatively cheap.
Okay.
So we're getting the trail built, and we're getting $400,000.
Okay. That's all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I don't think I have any question about what we're selling, but I do have a question about how we're allocating the proceeds. I'm wondering on what basis, I guess, we determine that we should, or the department determined we should deviate from our adopted policy on the use of land sales proceeds and not put a portion into the Economic Development Fund, and probably more specifically, I understand the value of the various flood projects and financing them from land sales because you probably needed them to be cash and not bondable. But why the other portion for veterans attaches to this project, I don't understand, particularly. That project seems to be a little bit problematic in that it just keeps growing. You know, it was a $152,000 repair, and now we're a $727,000 replacement. And so we keep allocating it piecemeal, but in this case, we're allocating the last portion of that piecemeal in violation of our adopted policy budget on land sales. So if you could help me understand why that's so critical.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the proceeds were allocated to the FEMA projects because it has to be cash. We've been looking and working with you know, Pam and Dast for a couple of years of how are we going to come up with this cash. This showed up at this point in time.
Sounds good.
The Veterans Restroom, we have a bid of $505,000 to build it. And we have about $350,000 in that account right now. We tore the existing facility down, which was a heavily used shelter and restroom down on the lakefront where we have hundreds of thousands of people coming through there through special events and daily uses, if not millions of people on an annual basis. And we need to get a restroom facility built back down there. That's why it became a priority. As for the land sale policy, I talked with the economic development director about what we were doing. I've talked with the DPW directors, and we all felt that this was an opportunity to come up with the cash that we needed to do for the FEMA, and we needed to move forward with this veterans restroom facility. And that's why we're in front of the committees right now asking for the authority to do this. I'm not into doing land sales.
Sure.
So I've never really been here before doing it.
Yeah, so I guess I get it relative to the FEMA stuff. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't really care what director. I appreciate the explanation, but I don't really care what director said that they can ignore our adopted budget policy. And I do have some concern about sort of how that Veterans Park project just has grown and grown. Is that different from the restroom that we were supposed to get? That AT&T wanted to build us a restroom or something, and with a tower. And then is that how we got into this? So we turned down that deal, and then now instead of costing $150,000, it'll cost us $727,000.
Mr. Chairman,
how we got here?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. So this is the same facility, same location that the ATC or AT&T wanted to put a big tower up many years ago, and that was blown, pretty much shot out of the water. Then there were dollars that had been allocated to rehabilitate the existing facility based upon an inspection that was done by an architect in that. I think it was about $150,000 to $200,000 that was, allocated to do that. So by the time they were going through the design, they brought in some other engineers to do some inspections, started actually getting into the project, and that had bid it out and everything. Got into it, found some structural issues that made it that there are structural cracks in the beams that supported that whole facility. And so it became a hazard. And so it came, okay, are we going to try to rehabilitate this hazard that we have, which would have cost us probably $400,000 by the time we would have gotten done. And so we would have had a really not a nice facility. And so then it came down to, okay, let's move forward trying to get a new facility. And so that's when you're seeing, I don't know if the 700 is the correct number. I would think it's probably got to be somewhere pretty close. But we took out the old one, and there were some contractual settlements because it had been bid before and all this other stuff. Right now, we have our lakefront with no facility down on the front on it. And so...
Was this part of a 14 request? Because I don't remember this being the high. It certainly wasn't a high priority because I don't remember talking about it.
It was part of the 13. The 13 funded. There was
right.
$400,000 put into it.
Right.
And then for the final design, the final construction documents, and the bidding cost us about $50,000. I got a bid from A&E that says it's $505,000 to bid it. With construction oversight and some of their soft costs and that, the $175,000 added gives me $525,000 in the total budget to build this thing.
All right, Mr. Chairman. I think I will probably I'll probably vote against it today on the basis that it violates our policy, and I don't really buy the rationale on that second project. Perhaps I'll have an amendment for board day, but that's where I sit today.
Any other questions or comments? So it's Director Fudge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, just for your information, in the 2014 fund transfer packet, there is a fund transfer related to the FEMA project, so sort of related to this item, and it includes the $225,000.
So everyone gets where I'm at. I mean, yes, so I want the sale, and I want the FEMA projects, but I don't think anyone's ready for me to try and craft a workable amendment to remove the Veterans Park project. So I do want it to go forward. If it were to fail, then I would take the time today to craft an amendment so we could move it forward. But I think it's going to move, and I'm hoping we can fix what I think are two flaws later. Perhaps no one else shares that, but those are flaws to me.
Supervisor Schmidt.
This was brought to my attention because this is in my area again, of course, and with the Zoo Interchange money and it being going to different pots, and I thought we did very well with transportation, Wisconsin State Transportation money here. Again, this comes to a situation where we look at capital and what's priorities and what comes in. So I understand that. I was just and gave my blessing if it needs a blessing, okay, in the sense that, well, we're looking at projects that were previously in the pipeline, the veterans, or, was there. We get monies that we can use, and, they maybe allow some creativity in the Parks Department too. They're working with these monies, and they're coming up with ideas, and ideas not just made out of blue, the stuff they have to get done. FEMA money I'm familiar with. We've gotten FEMA money in Hart Park area, although it only paid for half of it. Then we had to go to MMSD and get the other half, and so there's a lot of work in these kinds of things. So if there's something up that's a a boilerplate or a hot item that anyone has that, and you know, I guess I trust to some extent that the parks are looking at areas of importance or where they need the money became available, they're using it creatively, so I think it is a worthwhile project, so that's why I'm supporting it. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Supervisor Bowen.
And I move approval.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to get the insight of the department. Was it their goal or initial intention to negate funds being sent to the Economic Development Fund?
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I don't know a lot about the Economic Development Fund. I know when we sold the greenhouse land that was in the zoo interchange for $1.1 million, I think some of that went into it. I don't know for sure. I just looked at here's an opportunity. I negotiated it. I had some priorities. I asked for it. That's why I'm here in front of you today.
Okay. I don't know if it's safe to say that it originated there, but it just wasn't prioritized in the process of moving it forward. So I guess I'll be open to amendments on board day as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions or discussion? If not, would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
No.
6 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to recommend item number 31 for adoption prevails.
Item 32.